We're doing our class on the Jewish home, and the question was asked, pets. What a wonderful question. Okay, pets. That was the question, pets. So the question must be, should you own a pet? There are many answers to that question, and we will analyze it one at a time. Number one, sometimes pets are a wonderful thing because there are children that have emotional issues, and the pets can help them resolve them. Sometimes through a pet, a child can develop emotions that they can't develop otherwise. A pet can sometimes help a child in many, many ways. So pets are not a no-no. Let's see why. What we have to ask ourselves, you know, there's a joke that says, and it's not a joke, that in certain high-class societies, the average family has 1.5 child and a pet. Because they invest so much in their pet. You know, we had a person here in class this year who, whenever he'd have guests, he would ask them the following question. He would say, if you're walking by a river and you see your pet drowning and you see a complete stranger drowning and you could only save one of them, which do you save? And most people who were guests at his house would look at him and say, of course my pet. And he'd say, what do you mean? Your pet isn't a human. And then they'd come up with all kinds of answers. But you don't know. Maybe that guy's a murderer. You know nothing about that guy. Why would you save him? Your pet, you know, it's your pet. The person, I mean, right? All kinds of wonderful excuses about why their pet comes before the human. The Torah says, no, the human comes first. But people get so attached to their pet, it's a part of their family. I had students back in the States who had in the back of their house, they had a tombstone for the pet that died. Their pet was, you know, good old Charles. So pets are not a bad thing, so long as we take them in perspective. Now, if your wife is dead set on having a pet, fine, so be it. There's nothing terrible about it. And what happens if you disagree? The question is, why do you want one? I want to have goldfish. Okay, I know a couple where the husband wanted to raise chickens so he could slaughter them. Said, I have to learn shechita, so I'll raise chicken and I'll slaughter them. Chickens! So the wife... Oy, hey. So the wife said, who's feeding the chickens? Who's skinning the chickens? Who's cooking the chickens? In other words, are you going to take care of everything? And the same is true. A guy very often wants to have a dog. Great. And where will the dog do its needs? Who's going to feed the dog? And who's going to clean up after the dog? So pets, like everything else, have to be analyzed as a couple. Do we share the responsibility? Are we working on it together? Are we in agreement? And if we're not in agreement, so then we have to ask ourselves, is it impinging on my spouse? When I was a kid, there was a time that there were all kinds of burglaries in the neighborhood where I was growing up. So my father got a dog, and the dog was jealous of me. And the story goes, I'm sure it's an exaggeration, but the story goes that I used to jump off the couch onto its tail. But the story goes, that's what they say. And the story goes that the dog wanted to kill me. That the dog would literally chase me around the house. And so they got rid of the dog. I'm saying, thank God, you know, I'm still here. He didn't catch me by the throat. But if your choice is your spouse or the dog, or your kids or the dog, or whatever, so then we always have to bear in mind what place in the house the pet takes. Don't overdo it.
You also have problems on Shabbat, right?
No, that's not such an issue. Is there anything wrong?